for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, May the 22nd, 2015. Sandy Hutchinson is the speaker of this service, teaching on Healed of Asthma, Allergies, and COPD. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You've got to have faith for it before you see it. Faith says, it's mine. The Word says it's mine. I'm going to fight the devil for it till it's mine. I'm not turning it loose. Devil, I'm coming against you with everything I've got because it's mine. That's what faith says. They overcame by the word of their testimony. You see, you're born again. You've already got the blood of the Lamb. But you got to activate that testimony. I'm not saying a lie. You can tell people. The Word of God says I'm healed.
Well, what does the doctor say?
I'm not listening to the doctor. Don't quote the doctor because it changes. Satan's the God of this world. So don't go with what God says. Giving. Now, I've always been a giver. They didn't tell you that's the first thing I caught hold of when we got born again many years ago. Giving. God showed me giving, and I said, glory be to God, I didn't understand that concept. I don't have much money. You said, here's how I can meet my needs. I got to give my way out of debt. I can do that. And I caught hold of it, and he did his part. We didn't have enough money to do anything. We said, we're going to tithe. We're going to be givers. And you know what? When man retired, it was so funny. God called us to go into full-time ministry. And Ben said, we don't have the money to go into full-time ministry. What is God thinking of? And so we went to our investment person that we've been putting savings in for all your life. And he said, yes, you really do, because you get Social Security. And I had a little teacher's retirement. And you know, we said, wow. We didn't have a whole lot, but we said, we can live on this. We never were big spenders, you know. And it's the funniest thing. We're on Social Security, and we save money every month. Go figure. You know, and people are always, we don't charge people to do deliverance. And next thing you know, somebody's depositing in our PayPal account. And we'll say, glory be to God. And let me tell you something now. Here's something that God asked us to do. I want you to listen to the scripture, Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Now listen to this next part. For with the same measure, that means the same measuring cup, that you meet with all that shall be measured to you again. God showed me, if you've got a little tiny measuring cup that you're given with, well, that's what you're going to get back. If you get a big measuring cup, you see the principle? Well, when God told us to start this full-time ministry, it was December, and we were going to start in the spring. And God said, we had a rental house. And God said, would you give that rental house to Cynthia? She was a lady that I used to work with. She was one of the teacher's aides. Her husband had treated her abominably. And she had walked out with the children. And all the children were just in terrible. You can imagine, alcoholics, drug addicts. But she didn't have a place to live. And she had been our renter, and we were at the point where we were either going to kick her out or something because she couldn't pay her bills. And God said, would you give Cynthia the house? And I said, okay, God, that was going to be part of our retirement. And I said, I can't do that by myself, God. And I said, Ben, God wants us to give Cynthia the house. He said, well, sounds like God. And so we went to our lawyer, and we said, we want to give this house to this woman. He thought we were nuts. You want to give her a house? And we said, yeah, that's what I want to do. And he said, well, you can't just give it to her. You've got to sell it to her. And we said, no. And he said, sell it to her for a dollar. We said, well, okay, we'll sell it to her for a dollar. And so we went over there to sell her, and she went home, and I said, now, you tell her to call us the time she gets home. And, you know, they probably thought we were going to evict them. And I said, you tell her to call us the time she gets home. And so she got home, and I said, Cynthia, I want to tell you something. She said, okay. And I said, we're giving you a house. And she screamed and fell on the floor. And then she picked up the phone, and she said, what did you just say? And I said, God told us to give you the house. Well, to this day, she thinks we gave her the house because we love her. I worked with her, but I really don't love her as a person. I mean, I love her as a Christian. But she thinks I cared that much about her. No, I care that much about God. If God asks me to do something, I want to do it as fast as I can. And she'll go tell people, Sandy just loved me so much, she gave me the house. You know, I worked with her, but she's just somebody I work with, you know. God said, give her the house, so I gave it to her. But the point is, how big is your measuring cup? You know? How big is your measuring cup? And see, when we gave that house, we have never had a debt in this ministry. I mean, we give away more than we sell. It's the funniest thing. On our website, we did, those of you all in technology know, SEO is when you get people to work on your website so that people will find you. And we had somebody doing that. We're going to have to stop it because they're working us to pieces. But we had that done. Nobody buys anything off of our website. Well, in the past, I'll say in the past. But they'll come to us and they'll need deliverance. And we'll say, well, you need this teaching and this teaching. Yeah, here. We just give it to them. They can't pay for it, you know. But God told us to make those teachings to help the people that we do deliverance on. So we just give it to them. And you know, we've never had a debt. Never had a debt in this ministry. God has paid for everything because we're givers. We give because God gives. And He's going to meet every need that you have if you trust Him to do that. Okay. Now this next one, you have to choose life. Deuteronomy 30, 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day, every day, this day, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, that you choose. And then He gives you the answer. Choose life, that you and your seed might live. I will tell you something. We will minister to people and they'll say, well, I've been telling God, take me home, Jesus. And then they come to us for deliverance. That's being double-minded. Why would you say, take me home, Jesus, and then you come to me to get the demons cast out of you? You've got to decide, do I want to live or do I want to die? Because if you say, take me home, Jesus, Satan's going to move right in and he's going to make sure that you die. So choose every day. Are you going to live or are you going to die? It's your choice, and you've got to make it. Now, quit looking at your symptoms. The promise was not to Abraham through the law. Oh, this is Romans 4. But through the righteousness of faith, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Now, this next verse, I always read it like this. Verse 18. Who gives us hope when there isn't any hope. You can't consider your body. Because the very next verse says, consider not, Abraham considered not his own body. You see, that sickness, it's not strong. You can't consider your body. Abraham didn't consider his body, he didn't consider Sarah's body. He trusted in the promise of God. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and fully persuaded what he had promised, he was able to perform. And it was counted to him for righteousness. You can't consider your body. You can't consider your sentence. You've got to consider the Word of God. Oh, someone had to hurry. I said I'm in prison. The whole thing. Now, here's something else. It is hard for me to explain this to you. When I was battling with sickness, when God said he had changed the way I thought, here's what he told me. He said, every symptom that you have is a lie. It's not real. Every symptom is a lie. But when you accept that lie, it becomes real. You see? If there's a pain trying to come against your head, it's a lie. But when you take it, when you don't fight it, it becomes a reality. And that's how you get sickness and pain and all these other things. Now, I'm not saying that every problem in my life is gone. But what I'm saying is this. I don't take attacks. We were in Beaumont last year. And I had been ministering to a lady there who had asthma. And you know what? Satan tried to put asthma on me. I excused myself. I went and got van. I said, let's go to the room. We're going to attack this devil because I ain't taking this back. We went up to the room. We fought it. It stopped. We went and had dinner. Didn't that happen? Yeah. You see, I wasn't going to take it. At the first symptom, you fight that devil. You don't put it off. I'm going to tell you something that Satan did to me one time where I learned this lesson. We went to a church service. I was sitting about where you are. And so I was on the inside, about three in, when the guy was preaching. And all these symptoms trying to come on me again. I said, well, I'm right here in the middle. I can't get up and be rude. And I said, well, maybe I can go to the back and I can fight the devil back there. Went to the back, they were children back there running all over the place practicing Christmas play. I couldn't fight the devil back there, so I went and sat down. Big mistake. By the time I got home, I had pneumonia. Now that's how fast that devil attacked me. You see, people who are fighters, Curry Blake said this, if you're a fighter, Satan will try to kill you fast. But if you pass it, he'll just let you die slow and full of pain. You see, he saw that he had me pinned in, and he hit me with everything he had. The first symptom, you go at it with everything you've got. You hit him with the word. You hit him with the word. You hit him with the word. You rebuke him. You cast him out. You tell him to leave. You keep doing it until it leaves. How long will it take? I don't know. As long as it takes. But you don't stop. Don't accept it. That's what I'm talking about. Don't accept it. Now, I'm going to get to this next part and I'm going to stop because you know how it is. We teachers, we write long sermons. Daniel 10 and verse 12 says this. Now, here is a principle that we teach in the Bible college. The first time something is in the Word of God, it sets a precedent. The first time you see it, it sets a precedent. Well, this scripture sets a precedent. Fear not, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and chasten yourself before God, your words were heard, and I am come for your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. Now, let's stop right there. What does that scripture tell us? It tells us that as soon as you and I pray, God hears us and he sends the answer. But there's an enemy up there trying to block your answer. And if you stop giving him ammunition, he can't get through. Daniel didn't stop praying, did he? He kept praying 21 days until he prayed that prayer down. I prayed for 9 months. Now let me tell you this. At the end of 7 months, I wasn't any better. Matter of fact, how it works. And I went to God and I said, now God, you told me if I pray like David and then all those scriptures that you told me to pray, and if I did it 3 times a day, you heal me while I'm not here. And you know what God said? Go back and read the book. What? So I went back and read the book. I had missed something. Because when Dodie was dying of cancer, God told her to go out and start praying for the sick. And Dodie said what I did, but I'm sick. That didn't matter. And I, at that time, now I'm in deliverance ministry. I didn't know how to pray for the sick 5 years ago. And I was so shy. And I said, God, I don't know anybody that'll let me pray. And so I had to find somebody to go pray for. And there were these little old ladies that were shut-ins. And I said, well, surely they can't mind if I go pray for them. And they didn't. And so I went over. I didn't know how to pray for them. And one of them, a dear lady, Miss Rosemary, she was so lovely. And she'd say, sure, come on in, pray for me. That's fine. You know, she didn't have a bit of faith for what I was doing. And I didn't either, but I was doing it, you know. And 2 months later, I was healed. Now, if I had caught hold of that in the beginning, how fast would my healing have come? But see, you can't be a dead pond. You've got to be a flowing stream. And if I was praying on that word and had all that power going, I wasn't releasing a bit of it. You know, you've got to be releasing it. You've got to think about other people. And so that's what God showed me. That was the last thing I needed to do to finish what God was teaching me about healing. And buddy, I'm praying for him now. You can't stop me. Bad, They don't say, now, Sandy, you've got to control yourself. we'll be out in public, and somebody will come up that doesn't know that we're now in deliverance ministry. And I'll say, yeah, do you know we're in deliverance ministry yet? We're casting out demons. Yeah. And he'll say, oh, because in our hometown, nobody casts out demons. I mean, let's face it. You know, they don't cast out demons. They think we're nuts. But I'll heal. They're sick. You know. Go figure. But you know, this life is so good. God doesn't want you sick. He wants you healed. And I am here to encourage you. I've been healed for 5 years. I'm not going back that way again. And you don't want to be there. So, here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to use some of the principles that I just talked to you about. We're going to forgive. We're going to repent. And then we're going to cast out some diseases. I'm going to talk to you about something in Deuteronomy about some diseases that come on you. And we're going to break some of those. Okay? Now, I have found that most people that we minister to have problems with their father and their mother. So we're going to forgive our fathers and our mothers. And then if there's somebody else you need to throw into the mix, I'll give you time to do that. But we're going to address them as if they're right there with you. Okay? My dad has already gone, both of them, to be, like I said, he's already gone. And so I can't talk to him. I would love to have prayed both of them into the kingdom. You know, before Van's dad died, we had the most wonderful opportunity to pray him in the kingdom. He was dying of cancer. It was just great. Yeah, it was great. Loved doing it. Wish I could have done it for the others, but we didn't. But anyway, I want you to address them as if they're right there with you. And we're going to say back to them what we're forgiving them for. Not just general love for your dad or for your mom. No, tell them what you're forgiving them for. Whatever they did to you. And I want you to be serious. Okay? I want you to be serious. And then we're going to talk to God about it. And we're going to get rid of some stuff. Okay? Now, I'm going to read this. And I'm going to have you put, if you call them mom and dad, if you call them mommy and daddy, whatever you call them, I want you to put them in this. And then tell them, they're right there with you. I want you to tell them what you're forgiving them for. And when you're done, I want you to look up so I'll know when it's time to go on. Okay? Alright, let's do it. Mom and Dad, I forgive you for. Now you tell them. Now say this after me. I release you from all the word curses that I have spoken against you. I repent for my words. And I ask you to forgive me for anything I've ever done to hurt you. Lord God, I have forgiven my parents for what they did to hurt me. I ask you to forgive them and to bless them. I repent for all the hatred, unforgiveness, and bitterness that I have felt towards them. I ask you to remove the root of bitterness from my heart and to replace it with more of your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for setting me free from all hatred, unforgiveness, and bitterness toward my parents, and for breaking the curse that was on my life through that bitterness. Now, I'm going to lead you in repentance prayer. I want you to repeat after me. Father, I confess to you that I am born again and that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. However, in the past, due to ignorance or willfulness, I have sinned and my ancestors have sinned against you and against your word. I confess that it's sin and with godly sorrow, I renounce it and ask for your forgiveness. I confess and renounce all sexual sins, abortions, false religion, occult activities, spiritual harlotry, divination, in which my ancestors, my immediate family, or I have been involved,
I close
any door that we may have opened
through known or unknown sin.
I accept the responsibility for these actions.
And through repentance,
I ask for your forgiveness
for my ancestors,
myself,
for any sins that we committed against you.
I claim the promise
of the Word of God.
Whosoever calls
on the name of the Lord
shall be delivered.
I call on your name, Lord Jesus.
And I ask you to deliver me
and set me free.
By faith,
I receive your forgiveness.
And I forgive myself,
my immediate family,
and my ancestors.
I forgive everyone living or dead
for any sins or actions
that have caused harm to me
or to my family.
And Father, I ask you
to remove all painful memories
in Jesus' name.
Okay, now, I'm going to show you a scripture, and then I'm going to go over these illnesses that the scripture says come on you, and we're going to cast them out. Okay? Deuteronomy 15:15 says, "It shall come to pass, if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and statutes, which I have commanded you this day, that all the curses shall come on you and overtake you." Deuteronomy 28:21 says, the first one is pestilence. Alright? Now, they can come up here. I'm going to give you the definition of pestilence: plagues and death. Alright, so that's the first one we're going to do.
Starts with prayer, and then we're going to
Good point.
The microphone.
We bind every demonic spirit in this place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command you and we put you on alert right now. We break your powers according to the Word of God and have power and authority over all devils. The Word of God says that even the devils are subject to us through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says that we have authority over all the power of the enemy. We do tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. That's what God said, and that's what we say. And we bind every devil in this place, everyone on the inside. We command you to separate yourselves one from another. We break your power for communication and support. We break your communication with the devils on the outside. For sure, we break your communication with the strongholds in the heavens. We isolate you one-on-one against us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We break your power. We command you that when your name or your group's name is called, that you're going to manifest and come out of there. You will obey us in Jesus' name. We command you that you will not manifest for harm. We bind all harm for manifestation against any of these people. And we bind harm for manifestation of this building in the name of Jesus. You will obey us in that. We bind all transference. When you come out, you'll go walk in dark, slippery, dry places wherever Jesus sends you. We bind you transference to anybody in this room or anybody, any neighbors around here, any animals around here. You won't transfer. You will obey us and you will go where Jesus sends you. And we command this to be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We come against the spirit of pestilence, death, and plagues, every sickness. We command you to come out now. Come out now in the name of Jesus.
We break that all now.
We break the spirit of death. The spirit of death and sickness. Come out of them. That's right. Let them out. Let them out. Come out, the spirit of death.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Come out.
I told you
come
to
out.
Obey us when we called you.
Spirit of death, come out of them.
Spirit of
come
death.
Out. If, you, if
death.
You're not having them activate, call. You've got to release them. They won't come out if you don't let them come out. Spirit of death, come out. Come out. We broke your hold on these people. Come out of them now. Sickness, plagues, pestilence. Come out of them now.
In the name of
Jesus. Come out. Consumption. Come out, consumption. Wasting.
Wasting away.
Come out.
Come out of them.
Come out of them.
Spirit
of consumption. Come out of them. All wasting disease. Come out of them. Come out.
Come out.
Come on. Come out of them. All wasting disease. Disease.
disease, whatever it is, whatever it is that's killing you slowly, cough it out. Get out of there. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. We break consumption, pestilence. Come out of them now. Long duration. Come out of them. Come on. Come out of them now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Long duration. Diseases like heart disease. Come out of them. Kidney disease. Come out of them. Come out of them. Release them. Come on. You got to cough them out. You got to push them out. They won't come out voluntarily. Get them out.
Come out of them.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out of them.
Come out of them.
Every disease is causing you to die slowly. Get out of there. Come out in the name of Jesus. We break your hold. We break your hold and we command you to come out. Burning. Come out, burning. Come out. Burning and fever. Come out of them. Kundalini, come out now. Come on, Kundalini. You're the burning spirit. Come out of them. Come out of them. Cough it out. Come on, cough it out. Burning disease.
Come out of them.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out of them now.
Come on.
Burning. Come out. Come on. Consumption. Pestilence. Burning. Come out of them.
Come out. Jesus.
Come out of them in the name of
Jesus.
Inflammation. Come out, inflammation. Come on. You didn't know inflammation was in the Bible, did you? Come out, inflammation. Come on. Come on. Inflammation. Come out of them. We break inflammation. Come on, come out, cough it out. Come on, cough it out. All inflammation, come out of them now. Come out, come on, inflammation. Come on, Kundalini, arthritis, come out of them. Every spirit of inflammation, come out now. Come out. Come on, burning, consumption, pestilence, inflammation, come out of them. Come out. Botch, that's boils. Ulcers. Come on, come out of them, botch. Come out of their bodies. Come out. Come on, itching, boils, ulcers. Come out. Skin ulcers, stomach ulcers, duodenal ulcers. It doesn't matter where they are. Come out of them now. Go. Come out of them now. Cough it out. Come on, cough it out. Come on. Pestilence, consumption, burning, inflammation, botch. Come out of them now. Everyone of you. Come out of them. Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids, abscesses, diverticulitis, diarrhea. Come out of them now. Come on. Turn them loose. Come on, hemorrhoids. Come out of them. Turn them loose and come out of them now. Come on. You got to cough them out. Get them out. You've got to release them. You've got to choose to release them. Come out of them. Come on. Come out of them.
Come on.
Scab. Itch. Scurvy. Come out of them. Kundalini, there's that itching again. Come out, Kundalini. Come on, Kundalini, come out of them. Come out of them now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Scab, hemorrhoid, botch, inflammation, burning, consumption, pestilence.
Come out.
I would consider asthma in pestilence. Come out, asthma. Come out, asthma. Come out, asthma. Come on, come out of them. Come out of them. Come out. Come out of them now. Come out of them now. Come out of them now. Turn loose. Turn loose. Come on. Turn loose in the name of Jesus. Come on. Pestilence, consumption, burning, inflammation, botch, hemorrhoids, scab, madness.
Come out.
If you've got confusion, come out. Dementia, Alzheimer's, bipolar, forgetfulness, schizophrenia, confusion. Come out of them now. Come on, madness. Come out of them. Every mental disease, come out of them. Come out of them. Come out of them. Come on, come out of them. Everything that's affecting your mind. Attention deficit. ADD, ADHD, learning disability, mental retardation, autism. Come out of them. Every mental illness, come out of them now. Come out of them now. Turn them loose. Come on. All men. Every spirit affecting your mind, come out of them now. Come on, come out.
Come out.
Blindness. Come out, blindness. Macular degeneration. Come out. Come on. Come on out. Cataracts. Glaucoma. Come out.
Come out.
We cast you out in the name of Jesus. All vision problems. blindness, come out now. Spirit of blindness, come out of her now. Come on.
Come
on, blindness.
Come
out, blindness. Come out.
Come out.
Come on, blindness.
Come out.
Come out. Deafness.
Come
on, deafness. Come out, deafness. Come on. Spirit of deafness, come out of their ears.
Come out.
Come out of their ears in the name of Jesus. Come out, deafness. I command you, come out.
Come out.
Come on.
Heart of hearing.
Come out.
Heart of hearing. Spiritual heart of hearing.
Come out.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Come on.
Come out. Come out in Jesus' name.
Smitten in the knees and legs. Come on, gout. Arthritis. Bone breaker. Come on. Come out of them now. Come on. Joint destroying spirit. Come out of them now.
Come on.
Come out. Come out.
Come out.
Come out of their bodies. Come out of their joints. Come out of them now. Smitten in the knees and legs. Come on. Move your legs if they're painful. Get it out of there. Come on. All problems with your knees and the legs. Come out of them now. Yes. Sickness is long continuous. Come out of them now. Come on. Diabetes, death, stroke, cancer, heart disease. Long continuous. Come out of them. It's been there a long time. Cough it out.
Come out.
Come on. Come out of them now. And then it says all the diseases of Egypt and any plague not written in this book, any disease that's in this place tonight, come out of them. Come out of them now. Any disease, come out of them now in the name of Jesus. We cast you out. We command you to come out now. Go.
Go.
Go. Come out. Come out of them now. Every disease, every sickness, every infirmity, every affliction, come out now. Come on, come out now. Come out now. In Jesus' name. And we command you, after we close tonight, you'll keep coming out of these people because we have commanded it and it is established. The name of Jesus is greater than any sickness or disease or any demon. We tell you, you will keep coming out.
You've been called out. You've been singled out. You'll never be called in heaven. And you will obey us, and you will continue to come out. You will continue to come out in Jesus' name. Just when you think you've got the victory, that's when you're coming out. We break your power. We break your power. And you will turn them loose. You will turn them loose in Jesus' name.
Now, I'm going to close with a word of prayer. And I'll tell you what Kenneth Hagin said a long time ago. Keep your switch of faith turned on. All right, let's pray. Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for healing me. Lord, you did a miracle that I had no idea you would do. But I thank you for it, Lord. And I thank you for the testimony that you put in my heart. And I just want the whole world to know what a faithful God you are. I thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to continue to set these people free. After this week is over, continue to set them free, Lord God. We ask you to reveal yourself to them as their healer, Father, and their deliverer. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.